With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. President Trump's visit to Great Falls today also drew protesters. MTPR's Nikki Willette was on the Expo Park grounds where anti-Trump demonstrators were gathered. I spoke with her as the president was wrapping up his remarks inside. Nikki, what's the scene like where you're at?
Right now there's about 100 protesters behind a yellow caution tape, and standing maybe 20 feet away from them are people coming out of the Trump rally. A couple guys who didn't even get into it, but have just been hanging out and kind of trading words and chanting, as you can hear, with the protesters.
Did a lot of protesters come to the event?
There were at least 200 in the main site. There were others hanging out where Trump's motorcade first entered, but we couldn't get over there to get a head count.
Has there been much interaction between the protesters and the people who came to see President Trump?
Yes, especially as people are beginning to leave. The protesters are chanting, holding signs. Across from them are a bunch of guys in Make America Great Again hats. They're all kind of yelling chants back and forth at each other. Every now and then, an individual will approach the line and try to have an actual conversation. But for the most part, it's just a lot of yelling.
Is it a tense environment at all? Is there a security presence? Or is there any actual dialogue happening?
Not a lot of dialogue. It's pretty tense right now. There's a line of hired security personnel, three of them, between the line of protesters and the Trump supporters. There's also a SWAT team from the Sheriff's Department that just moved into position. It looks like people are starting to come out of the arena, and they're kind of anticipating that it might perhaps heat up.
The protesters, have they just been there sort of holding signs, or did they have a formal presentation as well?
They did have a short presentation. They had a couple people from the community speak. There was an organizer getting people signed up to vote or to volunteer to help Democratic Senator John Tester get reelected. But those remarks were much shorter than initially anticipated, mostly because they couldn't get a stage space set up, and it was kind of hard to hear the speaker, so they just kept it real short.
That was MTPR's Nikki Willette. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.